This video is in response to Sandman prostitution in Canada. Your video seems terribly optimistic. I hold a much more, I guess for lack of a better word, cynical view in terms of what I think is going to happen within a year. I think that prostitution, yes, it will be legal. However, I think that municipalities will approach dealing with prostitution and brothels and whatnot from a strictly regulatory standpoint. So what I mean by that is, even though having a brothel may be legal, a particular municipality, for example, may say, well, it's a business, we're going to treat it like a business and impose special conditions on that business. So, as an example, if you have a business right now, in a lot of municipalities, you need a certain number of parking spots for your business, depending on the size of your business. So even though you may want to turn a house into a brothel, if you don't have the parking spots, you don't get the license. Zoning, I think, is going to be used very heavily. I think one can expect that residential areas won't allow brothels. NIMBY, not in my backyard. There's going to be a real social campaign for this. And they'll trot out the usual people, the usual concerned citizens who are going to say they're worried about increased traffic flow, increased litter, the danger that it may pose to children, how children seeing this behavior may react, even though they're not having sex in the street. I mean, I'm assuming they're doing it out of the view of children. They'd have to be. Those kinds of things are going to be trotted out as reasons not to allow them. In terms of, let's say, a woman who lives in an apartment and wants to run a one-woman show, she's going to be in violation of the municipality's rule, because she'll have a business that she'll be running without a business license. And if she's living in a condo, you can expect, I think, condo boards to add addendum no prostitution clauses. I don't know legally if that's allowable, but I think that's what they're going to do. I think it will be very easy for landlords to enforce no prostitution on renters, because it's not, you know, it's not accounting. It's not the kind of thing where you're an accountant and somebody emails you their numbers and you do the work and nobody knows. I mean, it's prostitution. A man has to show up. So I think that's another thing that's going to be used to control it. In terms of brothels and whatnot, even if they do manage to pass all the regulatory hoops as far as parking and whatnot, they're going to be faced, I think, with prohibitively expensive licensing. So it won't be a matter of getting a brothel for a license for a couple thousand dollars. I think it will be very expensive. I think that all of the prostitutes will have to be registered. I think that there will be a charge levied by the city per prostitute, which will also be expensive, whether or not that prostitute would be able to, if let's say she has to pay a fee, whether or not that fee is applicable to the brothel itself, or whether, for example, a prostitute would buy her own quote-unquote permit and then be able to work at different brothels. So I think you can expect that. I think it can also be expected that if you have a criminal record, you won't be able to open a brothel. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to say if you have a criminal record, you can't become a prostitute. But I think that there may be some attempts to do that. So I think, I don't believe that it's going to be party town in cities across Canada overnight. If it is relatively easy to access prostitution from a male perspective, meaning that they don't censure males for going to prostitutes, then yes, I think wholesale we're going to see a drop in the value of pussy. And to anybody who says, well, you talk about it like it's not attached to a real person. Obviously, pussy is attached to a real person, but let's remember that women use their vaginas for economic gain. You know, women don't use their vaginas to lose money. I think nobody's so naive as to think that. I think the other part of the pincer, if you will, in discouraging prostitution will be in discouraging the men. Meaning, if you have a brothel, the city may legislate, for example, that you have to have video cameras outside of the doors, knowing that that will discourage a certain number of men. They may say, you know, per a certain number of prostitutes, you have to have a security guard or a bodyguard or whatnot. They may say, for the safety of the women engaged in the enterprise, that records of the men who go to prostitutes have to be kept. I think one could expect that when men come up on criminal charges of any kind, that not only will it be published that they're up on these particular charges in the newspaper, but you can also expect the addition of John A. Smith, Esquire, charged with fraud, a known frequenter of X, Y, and Z brothel. And this will be a means of exerting social pressure. Because, really, I don't think anyone's going to want to attack the women. That doesn't go with the social narrative of man bad, woman good. In fact, it doesn't fit the feminist narrative of my body, my choice. Although it does fit the personal as political. So, yeah, there's going to be a real effort to squeeze the Johns into not going to prostitutes. If, however, as you state, it could be party town all across Canada, I think a few different things could happen. It may wind up changing the behavior of women who are not prostitutes, particularly married women who use withholding sex as a means of controlling their husbands. I think those women, and even girlfriends, I think a lot of women will attempt to shame men into not going to see a prostitute. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out that if a man can go to a brothel before he goes out on a Saturday night, the odds of him spending money on drinks in the hopes of having sex at a bar drop. The odds of a man going on a date hoping for sex, if he's purely interested in sex, hoping for sex out of a date, if that's his main focus, I can't see why that type of man would spend $80 to $100 on a date when he could spend $50 on a prostitute, have sex, and be on his merry way. So it may change the behavior of women who are not prostitutes. Some who are single may find that they have to be more accommodating in order to get and maintain the attention of men and maintain relationships. I think for some men who stay single for long periods of time, being able to go to prostitutes may actually be a relief. I think for other men who are concerned about marriage, prostitution could be seen as a great thing. And when I'm talking about concerns about marriage, I'm specifically talking about loss of assets. So for some men, knowing that the prostitute isn't going to live with them for 6 months and they're married, isn't going to take their house, they aren't going to have to pay them alimony, they aren't going to have to pay them child support, they're not going to be ruined financially by a long-term relationship that they need in order to get access to sex legitimately, I think you could see some very, I think you could see all kinds of men right across the board going for it. But we will see right now. We will see at the end of in a year. I will say that as it stands right now, prostitution in and of itself, depending on where you are, is dirt cheap. In Vancouver, you can get a $20 blowjob from a street prostitute right now, as it stands. I really can't see that price dropping to $5. But what the hell? You never know. Anyway, thanks, Sandman. I hope this video finds you and everyone else well. Take care.